This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some people like A and others like B. At BMW, we prefer X. Like the dynamic X3, meant for ultimate exploration. The X5, built to conquer even the most difficult paths. Or the pinnacle of comfort and luxury, the X7. And since every X-Range vehicle is packed with performance and versatility, you'll always get the best of X. The BMW X-Range. Your next X-Venture starts here.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
With Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And that's Dennis Halnan. He's one of the employee owners at Tab. He comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. And we're happy to have you guys here because I know you're not outside. This is the one secret I know. You're all cuddling up with your computers to stay warm. And so if you have any issues with them, feel free to get online. 860-522-WTIC is the number. And we'll be here for you till 11. At 10:05, we have a guest coming in studio. We have Matt Service from Environmental Office Solutions is going to come in. And they do something really kind of cool. I mean, it's cool. How they do it is really more cool than what they do. They recycle old inkjet cartridges.
Wow.
Used inkjet cartridges. And the process is amazing. And he'll be talking about how they do it, why they do it. They have a 50,000 square foot facility here in East Hartford for their ink toner processing and another 35,000 square foot in Colorado. And I thought it'd be interesting to hear how he does it and just the technology that they've done, put in place, and the cameras, and the quality control and the automation they put in place to try to make this work. And so he'll be joining us at 10:05. So lots going on here at Computer Talk, and let's get to the news that we usually have here. Dennis, what do you got going on?
Well, I've got a little bit of news about the GPU and CPU market.
All right, what's going on there?
We all know that for the last several years, going back to, 2015 or so, graphics cards were getting hard to get a hold of, and the prices were going through the roof.
Only because of ding-dongs making Bitcoin.
Right. They were mining Bitcoin with them, and man, they were just buying those things up. So the rest of us that actually need them to do work.
Yeah, like buildings and design bridges, all the things that we really need to have.
Aircraft parts. Yeah. I mean, you don't really need those. No. So, okay.
They're all used for Bitcoin.
At any rate, as we know also, with the Bitcoin mining starting to go away because crypto was dying.
Thank God.
Now the prices of GPUs especially have started going down. Mm-hmm. Well, it turns out that AMD, who's the chief competitor to Intel in that world, and they also compete with NVIDIA in just the GPU market.
Yep.
Well, they've been doing a little bit of self-help lately.
Okay.
They have admitted, according to an article that I found, that they are under shipping chips.
That doesn't sound nice.
In other words, they're not meeting all of their sales goals.
And the demand.
On purpose.
Right.
And the demand for them.
Mm-hmm.
On purpose.
Keeping the price high.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, no. I mean, you know, just when we thought we were out of a real big hole.
Right.
We're getting back into one.
Well, I mean, it's AMD's risk, right? The market's the market. Thankfully, NVIDIA, PNY, all those other companies out there will just hopefully just provide what they need.
PNY still has to buy the chips from AMD.
They do.
And, you know, AMD is just one player in the market. There's Intel that makes CPUs, and then there's NVIDIA that makes GPUs.
Right.
So
right.
I wonder how much they can do on their own to manipulate the market. The problem is NVIDIA apparently has been doing the same thing, according to this article that I've got.
Jeez.
So we are toast.
Somebody figured out that if you don't have enough stuff, it costs more. Like, same thing with eggs. I wonder what they're doing there. Are they telling the chickens not to lay?
I don't know. Maybe they are.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, your GPU is still going to stay high priced as long as they constrict the supply. In other news, hackers are using a new technique to trick you and deliver phishing attacks. They're using a method that – so here's the thing, right? If you – a phishing attempt, again, all they're doing is asking you what your password is, right, which is what I ask you guys on occasion on this program.
And there's a reason for it, people.
Yes. They ask you for the password, and you give it to them. And then they're into your system, and they're reading your email, and they're getting ready to ransom you and all that fun stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, now what they're trying to do is they're trying to use OneNote documents.
OneNote?
Exactly.
You can really? Set
up, exactly. You want to know why? Because most of the tools out there from Proofpoint or others that are doing mail scanning aren't looking for OneNote document attachments. They don't expect to find the malware there, and so they're kind of, you know, letting it go by. So the moral of the story is you have to have enough layers of security, especially in your businesses, to prevent a malware attack. You need to have a good email filter that's going to block attachments and things that could cause issues with your network. You need a good web defense technology so your people can't surf wherever they want to go. You need two-factor authentication so that if some ding-dong does give them the password, they need that second factor to get in. Mm-hmm. And you also need security awareness training. So you keep your people thinking about being tricked, right? They have the training, and then you fish them. We do this with our clients all the time. Yeah. And, man, there are people you would never guess who keep clicking on this stuff. We call them clickers. And we throw them into remedial training.
Right.
And they have to go look at it again. But this is, again, the bad guys are saying, oh, okay, the email filters are not using OneNote. They're not looking for OneNote files. We're going to send the fish that way, the attack that way. So you always got to be on your toes. If you're not, they're going to get you.
Here's another way to skirt the rules that we just discovered yesterday.
Yeah.
The fishers are sending out file attachments with a period at the end of the file name and the extension name.
Okay.
So if you've got if your email security system is filtering on, you know, a file extension name or even, you know, certain words in the file name of the attachment.
Right.
It's not going to get recognized.
Because it doesn't expect a dot at the end of the file.
So it lets it through.
Unbelievable. That's a good one. Why would they? Gosh, that's crazy.
Why are they operating? I'm telling you, we just found it yesterday.
So it'd be instead of a .exe, it'd be a .exe dot. You can do. I didn't know you can do four characters at the end of a file. I guess you can.
You can have as many as you want.
That's
really
the problem, yeah. Right? Oh, yeah. Dennis. So you got to be on your toes about all this stuff. Anything else you wanted to bring up?
Well, we got some interesting news in the world of AI.
Yeah.
We've been talking about things like, AI chat machines and mimicking humans and deep fake videos and stuff.
Yeah.
This is a lot more constructive use of AI, I think.
Says you.
Says me.
All right. Okay. What do you think? AI, now, what are we fixing? What are we doing here, Dennis?
Well, there's a researcher in Germany who's using AI to do something that was manually done for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
And that is assembling cuneiform texts that have been dug up in the Middle East that are potentially thousands of years old.
Like Sanskrit stuff.
Right.
Okay.
And they're little pieces of clay tablets with writing on them in a form of writing called cuneiform.
Gotcha.
Now, they've been broken up over the years.
Yep.
And you can have a very long text, but then you've got to get these little fragments together. Also, you have to assemble the clay tablets themselves into the much longer document that they are made up of. Okay,
so like, it's like if you shredded a document and the FBI is going to go and put
exactly
it all back together.
It's exactly like reconstructing documents from shreds.
Gotcha.
Okay?
Yeah.
It's exactly like that. That was done manually for over 100 years since these things have been found.
Gotcha.
Well, this researcher is using AI. He took a bunch of fragments from a particular collection, and he encoded them, you know, in computer format with the cuneiform symbols.
Yeah.
And he had AI analyze them and then stitch them together in the documents that they created. Part of the process was, like, it appears that this particular stash of fragments had almost a full example of the Epic of Gilgamesh, which is a famous work from that era.
Gotcha.
And it's a very long document. Now, the article that I've got doesn't say so, but I think that was his barometer of success that he was looking for, because the only way that you can be sure that these documents are being assembled correctly is to have another document to refer to,
right?
To be able to say, yeah, we collected this up here. These fragments are the Epic of Gilgamesh because we have another copy of it over here and we know what it says.
Right.
So I think he was using that as his measure of success for his method. And it's really interesting stuff.
It is. Yeah, interesting. All right. So you're using the AI to put together all sorts of old texts, and then they're like, oh, it's a recipe for soup.
Right. And they're rebuilding a whole realm of literature that has been lost for a long time.
That's kind of also, I mean, I assume they're going to use AI for even password hacking, right? Because even if you have an encrypted password, they look for those types of, examples repeating, right? If you keep using them, if you encrypted the word password as password, believe it or not, the encryption would look the same.
Right.
Every time, because
it's going to end up with the same hash.
Yeah. So they're doing the same kind of thing to try to get into your system nowadays with your password. So that's cool. That's a good use of AI. I wouldn't want to put that puzzle together myself manually.
No.
That's going to stink.
And yeah, I mean, it's been a pain in the neck for academia for a long time, and now it's going to be an easier process.
Sounds good. All right, guys. So we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Live on this frigid morning. Feel free to get online. You got Barbara and Joseph, and two lines open for you. 860-522-WTIC is the number. No matter where you are on the planet, you can go ahead and pick up your cell phone, and it's the long distance doesn't happen as anyone. You don't get charged long distance when using a cell phone, so you can call from wherever you'd like. We're over on the old Facebooks as well. You can check us out there and post any questions you like there. And then coming up at 10:05, Matt Service will be in here from Environmental Office Solutions and talk to you about how they recycle ink cartridges. It's kind of cool. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We're here till 11 o'clock. Thanks for getting online with us on this cold morning. 860-522-9842 is the number. Let's go right to your calls. We're going to go to Barbara in West Hartford first. What's happening, Barbara?
Hi. I have a relatively new Dell desktop. I bought it in November of 21.
All right.
So frequently, I go to use a computer, and it says it's like in recovery mode. I have to, click recover. And then separately, at a different time, I come up to use a computer, and it's like the mouse is dead, and even the touch screen. I have to wait quite a while before it sort of comes to life and I can use it. And both those things happen frequently.
Well, that doesn't sound useful.
That doesn't sound great at all. No. I wonder if there's a problem with the drive.
Yeah, it could be.
Does it have an SSD or a spinny or magnetic drive? Do you know?
Well, I have no clue. I'm not technically fluent. And unfortunately, I'm en route to someplace, so I'm not in front of my computer.
It's okay. Do you leave it running all the time, Barbara?
Yeah.
All right. That might be part of your problem, is that something's happening. It's a laptop or a PC?
No, it's a PC.
All right.
Desktop.
So you could have a blink of power crashing it. Who knows how you left it? Is it going to sleep or is it staying running?
I assume I don't put it in sleep mode, so it's just on all the time.
All right. Okay. So number one, I think you need to reboot your machine more often by shutting it down. Leaving it up all the time is an issue. And sometimes when you leave a machine running all the time, it gets interrupted, right? Somebody flips the power blinks or something like that, and that could cause a corruption in your operating system. Maybe that's why you're recovering.
Okay.
And there could be something running. You know what you can do is run a system file checker. What do you think on that, Dennis?
I would do both system file check and a check disk. And we can post instructions about that.
Okay, that would be great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Windows 11 or Windows 10?
Oh, my God.
You didn't think there'd be a quiz, did you?
Well, it's a Windows 11.
All right. All right. We'll try to find the instructions for Windows 11 system file checker and check disk. And so, folks, just because we're telling Barbara to do that doesn't mean you have to do that to your machine. If your machine's not having any problems, don't run stuff just because I told you to run it.
So do you think leaving it up is the cause of both problems?
So it can be leaving a machine running 24/7. A, it's expensive, right? With electricity, the cost that it is, you don't have to do that. Now, of course, in order to update your machine, it has to be on. But to leave it up 24/7, I would contend, may cause you more trouble than it's worth. So I would tell you to use your machine and then shut it down. That would probably avoid any kind of flakiness that's happening in your home with power.
All right.
But sometimes you can leave it up so it gets updated, so it doesn't update when you want to use it. Because Microsoft is famous for, you know what, you want to go ahead and do some work? Well, no, we're going to make sure we're doing an update on your system, and then your system is unusable as it's updating. It could also be what it's doing when you see that mouse issue where it's not able to respond to you. It could be doing an update in the background.
That's true, too. And
That often?
Roughly
potentially.
Every Tuesday.
Potentially, yeah.
Okay.
So we'll run those tools, see what they come back with, see if everything's healthy.
Okay.
And if they find problems, if it's still under warranty, physical problems with the disk, you're going to have to get it fixed from Dell.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I appreciate getting me started on a fix. Thank you.
You got it, Barbara.
All righty.
Thanks for calling.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I mean, it's hard to diagnose further than that, but leaving a machine running all the time these days is definitely not something you want
to do. Well, if it's not on a UPS.
Right.
Yeah. If you've got a UPS, you can probably get away with it.
That's true. Good point, Dennis. A UPS is
an uninterruptible power supply.
Right. And that means if you lose power, the machine then will say, the UPS, if it's configured properly, will say to the machine, hey, buddy, we don't have commercial power right now. I can shut you down. And it'll do a nice shutdown, a nice and organized shutdown. And then when power comes up, it'll say, hey, buddy, I got power again. Want to come back up? And then let the machine come back up. That's the way a UPS is supposed to work.
Correct.
If you haven't configured that part, the battery will be like, hey, buddy, I'm running out of juice. It's like 6 minutes in. And then it just crashes your machine. And all you've done is delay the inevitable for 6 whole minutes.
Well, what's nice is since Windows 7, that logic has been built into the operating system.
Since Windows 7?
Yes.
As long as you're communicating with the machine.
As long as there's a, yes.
That's
the dicey part at this point.
Right. Is the USB cable connected? Is it talking? Is the software saying it? Otherwise, you've just extended the inevitable. Let's go on to Joseph in Windsor next. Hey, what's cooking, Joseph?
Yes. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
You've had this question over and over. I apologize, but say it slow for an old guy with arthritis in his right hand, okay?
All right. No problem. Well, the beauty of this program is it's recorded.
Okay. let's see. I need a new computer. I want to get a desktop, a personal computer.
Yep.
Not going to do any gaming, no business. All I want to do is some streaming and kind of surf the internet.
All
and
right.
I know you've given the basics, so please do it again.
We will. So we were coming against the hard break here because Morgan's going to give the news at the bottom of the hour. So I'm going to put you on hold, and then we'll get back to those specs.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. You got it, Joseph. So we'll get to what you should be considering these days. And three lines open for you. 860-522-9842 is the number. And then coming up at 10:05, Matt Service will be in from Environmental Office Solutions. And he's going to go through the wild, crazy world of recycling an ink cartridge.
Wild.
Yes. It's a dirty job.
I believe it.
We'll be right back. And we are back. Two lines open for you. Feel free to get online, 860-522-9842. This is Computer Talk with Tab. And Joseph was on the line before Morgan's news break here. Let's go back to Joseph. So what to get is your question.
Yes,
sir. All right. So the first thing you want to look for is the generation of CPU that you're going to be getting. I'm going to tell you to stick with Intel. That's what we've been using forever. It's the leader in the market. Okay. And you want to find the latest CPU you can find. All right. Don't want to buy a fourth gen or sixth gen CPU. If you find them out there, which you will, by the way, you're going to think it's a deal, and it's not. Mm-hmm. All right. It's just they're selling you old technology. So look for maybe 11th, 12th, and there's even 13th gens. We like to stick with the odd numbers, although I guess the 12th gen has gotten better.
Okay.
So the other thing is now i5 versus i7, I would stay away from i3 because you may want to do more with this machine at some point. And if it's an i3, it doesn't have a lot of compute power.
Okay, so i5 or i7?
Yes.
And what does that I mean?
Intel, and the CPUs are broken down into different flavors. So i3, i5, i7, even i9.
Okay.
And then there's differences within that too. So you can find, we can get really crazy here, but there's a quantity of cores you could be looking at, and each processor could have five cores. Usually it's even numbered cores. Okay. And don't go too crazy there. You know, four, six cores, whatever. You should be okay in a consumer level. Gigahertz speed doesn't really matter that much either for what you said, but if you're in the 2.5 to 3 gigahertz speed, you'll be good. We're probably giving you more details than we have given most people.
No, that's fine. So 2.5 to 3.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the gigahertz,
for
right?
The gigahertz, yeah.
Okay, great.
16 gigs of RAM minimum.
16.
Windows 11 probably wants even more these days, but 16 gigs.
16 is enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then a solid state drive. So we're going to want you to be using a 500 gig solid state drive would be our minimum recommendation these days. You could get away with something smaller based on what you said you were going to use it for, but mm-hmm. you don't want to find yourself with just a big operating system using all your space and then you can't really do anything else.
Right.
Microsoft is not getting any smaller.
Okay. And that was 500 what?
500 gigabytes of solid state hard drive.
Okay.
And that should do it. I mean, most video cards are going to do fine with streaming, especially if it's a modern machine like this.
Mm-hmm.
Then you'll spend, if you spend about a grand,
okay.
it should give you 6 or more years of a service. If you find it's too like $500, it's not a $1,000 computer half off. There's a reason it's only $500.
Okay.
Right? You're not getting a deal per se.
Okay, now before I lose you, now you said the Defender for safety kind of?
Yeah, that works. Windows Defender is going to come with the operating system.
It comes with it, okay. And long ago you were talking about OpenDNS. Is that something mm-hmm. I still need?
Yes, okay. Configure that.
And that you can implement now before right. you even get a new computer.
Huh, okay.
So go ahead. Mm-hmm. No, go ahead with your question.
No, I was going to say, I thought you said something about you have to plug into your router or something.
To make it holistic, you would configure the OpenDNS within your firewall, yes, your router, so that when you hand out an IP address to whoever comes into your home's network, they are protected with using OpenDNS's configuration. So, yes, you'd want to do it from your DHCP server within your firewall. It's the thing that hands out IP addresses to your devices.
Okay. So that leads to my next question. I just got GoNet, and I look at what I'm assuming is the router they attach to the wall, and there's a power cord going in, and then there's another cord coming out to looks like some kind of broadcaster, a little, you know, 6-inch high thing that, you know, it's wireless.
Right.
And that's it. I don't see any plugins other than that broadcaster has one plug for, it says LAN.
Yep.
So they gave
you the box on the wall is the quote unquote fiber modem as I look at it. And then the other device is your firewall, is your wireless access point firewall.
Oh, okay.
So that's the device. So when you most likely the to access the device, you're going to go to 192.168.1.1. If I had to guess, that's what they used.
Okay.
And they should have given you the admin password to get in there and configure it. So you'd want to change that password, obviously.
Okay, yep.
And then you're going to want to go into the DHCP settings, and we're going to put a link up to how to configure OpenDNS on a firewall. Did you happen to know the model or make of the firewall they provided you?
It's in the other room. I wanted to say it started with an N or something.
That's not enough. maybe Netgear? Netgear, Nighthawk, could be any of those things.
No.
Well, Nighthawk is Netgear.
Oh.
No.
That's why you're here, Dennis.
It wasn't either one of those.
So call us back and let Carolyn know what the make and model of the firewall they're providing, and we'll try to find instructions on how to get into that thing.
Okay. Well,
in the meantime, we can post a page from OpenDNS.
Yeah.
And it's got a list of the different brands and then instructions for that. So at worst, you'll have to browse that page and see what you need.
Yeah, okay. And you post that on Computer Talk with tab.net.com?
You got it. I knew you could
Bingo.
Do it.
Bingo.
I knew.
And it's also on Facebook and Twitter at Tab Computer Systems on
and
each of those.
When you said this show is recorded, is that like a podcast or something?
Yes.
Okay.
You can go to that same Computer Talk site and download the Odyssey app. And basically, it's an app you put on your computer or your phone, and you can listen to us whenever you want.
Great, great.
24/7 Computer Talk shows, because we've got so many out there, you'd probably waste a month. Your life 24/7 listening to us. Be like torture.
Okay. Now, as far as is the my old computer, I remember I threw a disk in it and the disk loaded everything else. Now, what happens now? Same kind of deal or what?
You just wave your hand over it. When you turn it on, you got to wave your hand over it and just do three circles over the top of the computer.
You're kidding me.
Nope. That's what Microsoft tells you to do. Of course I'm kidding. it'll just turn on and load. And it'll say I have to update. And you'll be like, wait a minute. You're brand new. What do you mean you have to update? And you walk away for a few hours and you're like, geez, I wanted to use this thing, but I guess I can't. It'd be like buying a tool, going to the Home Depot, buying a drill, and the drill saying, I'm sorry, Eric, you really can't use this until I update. And it's going to sit there and update for a few hours. And then after all that, you'll reboot it and pray. That you should do. And then when it comes up after you pray, then you're all set.
Okay, excellent. Well, my head is spinning here already. I'm going to go to my old computer and turn around three times and hope it revives.
Exactly. Hop on one foot, tap your head, rub your stomach at the same time.
Okay. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
You got it, Joseph.
Yep, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I mean, you brand new systems. I mean, my goodness.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, too. And when they say that you need to update Windows,
you do.
You probably do.
Yeah.
Because sometimes those initial images that they install,
right,
they can be up to like a year or two old.
Right.
I've seen it. Mm-hmm. It really drives me bonkers.
Yep. So update your system. We're going to step out for a quick break. And Monica, hang on. Three lines open for you guys. 8-6. And we are back. And you know what? Listener called in and told us what the router was. And of course, we could have used the internets, I guess, and figured it out ourselves too. So GoNetSpeed uses a Nokia. It's a Nokia beacon. And so we'll put the link up there for you. And the key to this is if you go and get high-speed fiber connections, right, anything like 500 megabits and up, you need to upgrade your router to be able to handle that throughput. So they're going to give you this humongous pipe into your home of bandwidth. And if you've got a six-year-old router, it doesn't understand that amount of bandwidth. Now, again, I've told you a bazillion times, you don't need that much bandwidth. But if you want to buy it, go ahead. I don't care. But don't complain when you're not getting what you say you paid for, because there's lots of bottlenecks in your system. So the firewall itself has to have enough LAN WAN throughput to send 500 megabits up and down. So it needs to be able to support that. Then you need to make sure you don't have any 100 megabit NIC switches in your home. Like I found even myself, you never realize how old the switch is. 10-100 switch I was using down in one of the rooms. Got to make sure they're all gigabit speeds. And then, of course, your computer. I was just at a client just yesterday having issues with her connections to her Mac. It's a 10-year-old Mac, and she's not connecting at gigabit speeds. Right? Some of the problems that you assume these days is that you assume the technology is current, but it's not. So there's lots of steps in there to make sure you're going to get what you're paying for. And we'll put links. If we can find the configuration of the Nokia as far as if it's on, maybe it is on GoNetSpeed. Dennis, what do you think?
Well,
I mean, do you think that OpenDNS has a Nokia config?
I don't know. I was looking, and I haven't found one yet.
That's okay.
But we'll keep trying.
All right. We're going to go to Monica quick here. What's going on, Monica and Cromwell?
Yes. Hi. Can you hear me?
We can.
Okay. Awesome. And you're very clear, too. First of all, thank you so much. The service you guys provide is awesome.
Thank
I listen every week.
Awesome.
So very much appreciated.
Our pleasure.
So I have kind of a silly, I'm going to call it a hardware question. So I just started going into Hartford working. I work for a big company, and I mostly work from home for the last 2 years.
Yeah.
When I go into the company and I log in, my setup is exactly the same. I have two same Dell monitors at home and at work. Mm. I have the same keyboard and I have the same mouse.
Yep.
Okay. And and I have a ThinkPad. When I go to work, I'm fine. I have no problems. I log in, I work. When I come home and I completely shut down at work.
Mm-hmm.
When I come home and I restart my system, my mouse goes crazy. It's like it's hyper sensitive, and sometimes one of my monitors has like big fonts on it. It's just like it can't get back to the settings, I guess, if you will, that I have at home, which should be the same because it's all the same equipment.
Same, it's the same dock.
Yeah. And that's the right same thing. It's the same Dell docking little block, mm-hmm. and my pad is a ThinkPad, and the mouse and the keyboard are Lenovo, and they are wireless.
How funny is that? So you work for a big company. You've got a one brand laptop, a different brand for a dock, and a different brand for the keyboard and mouse. That's weird.
It's what they gave me, and the Dells were awesome because I was very thrilled to get those and work at home, and I have a nice workstation at home. So, okay. But it's all the same equipment.
Well, that makes no sense that it would freak out and give you the zoomies like that. What do you think?
No, it doesn't make any sense at all.
Okay.
I'm wondering if there could be something about the environment where and I'm concentrating on the dock.
Mm, yeah.
And I'm going to tell you why.
It may not be exactly the same.
Because it might not be exactly the same. When it comes to docks, they will crank some out and they'll look exactly the same because they're in the same cabinet or housing.
Mm-hmm.
But the hardware inside can be completely different. They don't necessarily handle electrical connections, which is what a keyboard and mouse are, quite the same. What I would do if I were you is I would purposely switch the docks.
Yeah.
Take the home dock to work.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Then take the work dock home.
Right.
And then see how everything behaves. And
I will do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That, you see, this is
move
this
the problem
is what we
to
can't,
the work geeks.
Unfortunately, we can't really guide you through all of the possible diagnostic steps
There's
because you're going to go through a bunch of stuff. But that is the first thing that I would try.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was trying to, like I said, make the variables. Hey, this is all the same equipment. If it was different equipment, that'd be one thing. So I will do that, I'll plan to go ahead and see if that's the issue. And I might even be able to get another docking station at home and see if that works. The other thing that I'm actually doing, and I hate that I'm doing it, but it's like I'm just putting in a wired mouse and probably just have to change out, and maybe I have to have wired stuff at home.
Can I be honest about wireless mice and keyboards?
Yes.
Not a fan.
Yeah,
never
right.
have been. Wired will always be superior to wireless.
Anyway, we just put a bunch of hardware in for a fire department, and we of course used wired keyboards and mice. And there's a lady there. Is like, nope, we're going to do wireless. I'm like, okay, but you're going to change a lot of batteries.
I mean, well, and it's not just the batteries; it's the fact that wireless technology is always just a little bit flakier than wired.
Yep.
Always.
And I understand that because I'm now wired for my printer.
Yeah.
The reason why I try to go wireless, I have a little kitty and I'm trying to just do as less wires
around
the house.
Yeah.
So understood.
that's really honestly kind of because he's a chewer. So I ask a second question or do I not have the time?
No, we're good.
Okay. All right. My second question is I'm one of those terrible people that I have not cut my cable. My bill is now going to go up to like $270.
Oh my goodness.
But I'm nervous about it because that's my leisure. I do watch shows and I'll figure it out at some point. But what I want to do is kind of step-by-step baby steps. First is I was thinking, why don't I even pay? I'm paying $15 for a modem router. Mm-hmm. And the modem router that I have, this is Xfinity, is an Aeris T63482G or 6. Very, very good. It has a phone coming into it because I do have a home phone on purpose, so I can, when I don't want people to call me, I basically give them my home phone or text them because I don't want to spam. I'm so sick of spam.
Okay.
So I do have a home phone. It's kind of free right now because it's bundled with Xfinity.
Oh, it's free, all right.
Right. With what I paid.
$275 is not free.
Uh-huh, exactly. So if I wanted to switch out, let's just say I'm going to go baby steps. I'm going to switch out my router, save the $15. I want to be able to use that, own equipment, obviously still kind of keep the phone.
Right.
And then once I, you know, kind of get a YouTube package, see if it all works, then I'm going to be like, yeah, I'm done with cable. I expect to do that within the next month or two because the bill is getting crazy. But I wanted to see how I can do this with my own equipment because I don't know if they're going to ask me to rent equipment. Xfinity seems to say you can bring your own equipment.
You can. Oh. So you're doing this in the backwards way. I know it's a baby step you think you want to take, but I would do it in the other way. So you're worried about your entertainment, right? You're worried about missing out on something. So YouTube TV, I think it still does this, is going to give you like 30 days to or 15 days of a free trial.
Okay.
And you can put it on your cell phone if you want to cast it to your TV. What type of TV do you have, Monica?
I have a Fire TV in my bedroom, and I do not have a smart TV down in my living room,
That's fine.
I do have a Roku device that's hooked up to it.
That's smart enough. Mm-hmm. So the Roku, you just go ahead and load the YouTube TV app and go ahead and watch TV. And you're going to see all your local channels. It's $69, okay. I think roughly $69 for the YouTube TV. And you'll see if it entertains you enough, right? There's going to be tons of channels on there. And if you don't like that, there's other ones like Sling and others that you can Hulu and Fubo. We've given all sorts of options as far as what you should try. Just try it.
Will my internet be enough with them now streaming TV and no longer having cable? My internet is, I'm paying for an 800.
800? Monica, that's more than I have.
Oh, okay. That's
you
what
only,
my friend said.
You only
so
need,
you don't need that.
You only need 150 megabits. How many people in your home?
Just myself.
Oh, my God.
I have a lot of devices.
The device is a bunch of baloney. You're only one person.
Okay.
All right, unless you have a humidifier like me that's talking to China and making sure it knows a dehumidifier.
No, I do have a dehumidifier, but no, I try to avoid those types of appliances if possible.
Yeah, so the whole device scam has always been a scam, right? It's important maybe in a business, but we've got clients that have been using 10 megabits for internet because they can't get anything good in their area for 30 people.
Right.
You're one person with more internet than most small business enterprises have.
So does living in a condo complex change that? Because I thought maybe...
No.
Maybe, no, it doesn't. So because I thought maybe it needs to be... I was excited because once I started working at home, I wasn't dropping. I was, you know, I basically was having the right speed. So I just set upon it. But if I can lower that because now I'm adding up between the internet's still going to be, I think, $100.
Right. You're going to probably spend about $100 for your internet. Yep. And that's, I mean, I pay $39 with GoNetSpeed.
Yeah, I keep asking GoNetSpeed to come to our area, but we have underground wire, so I don't know if they're going to do that.
So let's start your process first by checking out how you like streaming TV services.
Okay.
And then if you do, yes, the other alternatives are great. You'd have to go to like a Staples or something and say, hey, I got Comcast. I need a modem that does internet and phone. I'd tell you to get rid of that phone too, but I'm working on it.
And
so see if you like streaming, and then you call Comcast first and say, hey, you guys, I don't want to pay for $800. I'm going to get rid of my cable TV package, and then I'm just going to go ahead down to 100 megabit or whatever their smallest package is. They're going to probably tell you their smallest package is 200 megabits or something like that, but it still might be only about $100 or less. Or you can threaten to quit the whole thing and then get an even bigger deal there. But
I'm always working on that angle, too. So.
Yeah.
But I do realize this is just, it's been a ridiculous. And I'm trying to learn this so I can do it with my mom, because my mom doesn't even watch TV. And I tell her about this, but she doesn't have smart TVs. She's 84. So I'm going to do the process first. It feels like, you know, so many steps. When I buy a modem router, can I just connect it and it works?
No, you're going to have to call Comcast and they're going to ask you for the MAC address of the modem.
Okay.
Then you're going to have to configure a router. We've given examples of recommendations for routers out there. I like the Linksys flavors. So there'll be a little bit of learning curve on that. That's why I'm having you go with the easy side first.
Okay.
All right. See if you even like streaming.
The easy side being get the streaming. YouTube.
Yeah.
Streaming. Yep. And then you're saying don't change the equipment. Keep right now what I have.
Right. Lower the speed.
Yeah. Yep. Lower the speed.
And get rid of your TV package.
Yep.
And that's a good start.
Big one.
Yep.
Okay. All right. That sounds like a plan. All and right, thank you guys again. You guys are awesome.
Thanks, Monica. We appreciate it.
All right. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye. We're going to be here until 11 o'clock. Stick around. Matt Service is going to be in talking about ink cartridges next. We'll be right back.
KYW News Radio and Deborah Heart and Lung Center team up to discuss arrhythmia, diagnosis, treatment, and management. Here's Rasa Kay.
Cardiac electrophysiologist Dr. Rafael Corbizero says you might want to get frequent heart palpitations checked out, but don't freak out right away.
Everybody has skipped beats, whether it's the top or the bottom part of the heart. No one is regular 24/7. What they mean prognostically depends on the patient. A young, healthy patient with a normal heart has some skip beats, premature ventricular contractions that they feel, significance, very little. Bothersome, we may try to help them out. A different patient that has had open heart surgery, has had heart attacks, their scar, those skip beats may carry a very different significance. They might be at risk or worse problems, then we have to evaluate that.
Learn more at DeborahHealthReport.com.
New Jersey's only heart, lung, and vascular specialty hospital, Deborah Heart and Lung Center. When it's your heart, demand Deborah.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops, but not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker, because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer, not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward, giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start, because where you start matters.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.